And I, just wanted, and I honestly just wanted to see what you would say about having sex with demons.
They got the body oddies.
Hello and welcome to Clean Jeans. I'm Jonathan.
Hello to all of you listeners. This is Ash, and welcome to episode 176 of Clean Jeans.
Is that the episode this is?
I think so.
We have one in the bag.
All right, 177 of Clean Jeans.
177 of Clean Jeans. I'm Jonathan.
Welcome to 177 of Clean Jeans. This is Ash.
We have a guest there who's not aware that we start this podcast 72 times before actually saying anything relevant.
Yeah.
What's up, y'all? I'm Josh.
All right, so
Joshy Washy in the house.
You may have heard him on a couple episodes of Wolfcast, or he was on a couple of Christmas episodes, right?
Yeah, I was.
Alright, so how you been, Josh?
I've been good, man. Just, you know, working, kids.
Living the dream, huh?
Living the dream.
Have you been living the dream?
Living the American dream.
Living the dream.
Is the American dream still alive?
I think it died.
I mean, I'm of the belief it died.
I think
you got, everything's dying. Yeah, COVID. Everything's dying because COVID. And
Ashley gave it COVID?
Yeah.
Huh? I said Ashley gave it COVID?
Yeah, I'm going to give everyone COVID.
Stop.
Beware.
I'm so intimidated. All right, so speaking of COVID, before we turned on the pod, Ash had us watch a 49-minute video. We watched 7 minutes of it. you wanna get into it, Ashley? You wanna tell us what the video was?
Well, from what I did catch, because I had talkers and guys fucking jacking up. Oh my god, I'm so excited!
I got excited because all I've been hearing all day is random, crazy conspiracy theories from you. And then you show me the source of some of your conspiracy theories, and it made my life better.
It makes perfect sense now.
No, it does.
No, but basically it was a whole bunch of nurses and pharmacists.
And doctors.
And doctors that were just coming to talk about the fact that there are actual things that you can do to protect you from getting the virus.
Okay, no.
And to prevent, not just prevent it, but to also make sure that no one dies from
it. Yes, yes.
She was saying that no one has...
The third lady was saying that all the people she shared with that... I forgot what it's called, but it's the thing that Trump used. That he got
hydroxychloroine.
Yeah, that thing.
Something yes,
like that,
and then there's also there's this
before
test.
Before we get to her, the white lady or whatever, but the guy that talked.
Okay, he wasn't really talking about anything except for school.
Yeah, but you got the... His whole argument is politically motivated. He spent more time talking about the politics of unions than talking about the disease itself.
Yeah, he was talking
so
about school.
So how can you take anything he thinks? He was so politically motivated.
I actually wasn't listening to him.
I didn't really pay much attention to him.
I was listening to the woman before him and the woman after him. Because when he brought up police, funding, and schools.
Let's get our kids back in school.
I was kind of like,
his was so politically motivated.
Exactly.
He's got
agendas.
So he's got money with someone.
Let's talk about the lady at the end.
Okay.
The lady who was, I forget her name, but she had the cure.
Yes. Yeah, and she's treated
over
people.
Over 350-something patients.
Yes.
And she's treated and them, and they've none of them have died.
Elderly, underlying issues.
What's her last name?
I-M-M-A-N-U-E-L. Okay.
Okay, I don't want to say it wrong, so I was asking if either of you remember how to say it. But I just want to point out some
things. I
couldn't
hear because you were talking.
So she has a cure for it. And her arguments you found compelling.
Yes. Yeah. Well, she didn't say she made the cure herself.
No.
She said that
the drug.
But she knew.
It's been used for malaria.
It's a malaria drug that they're using for COVID,
right.
That's supposedly.
Yeah, but you keep saying her. Like, as
no,
if
no,
she
I'm saying
made
what
it.
She's saying. You're
yes.
agreeing with what she's saying.
Well, I don't.
You trust her as a credible source.
I looked at what she was saying. I took it all in. And I was like, I mean, why would she lie?
Josh, do you take her as a credible source?
Why would she lie?
I don't think she's lying. At no point do I think she's lying.
That's what I'm saying. And
that
was my thought.
Not lying and being a credible source is two different things. Josh,
okay.
Do you take her as a credible source?
Well, I don't think she was lying.
Do I take her as a credible source? Honestly, when I saw the video of her talking, I mean, anybody can throw on a white coat and spill out all this, like, these medical terms and, of course, you know, all that stuff. So
yes, and she was very passionate.
She was very passionate about it, which honestly sold me. I didn't research her enough to say that I can take her as a credible source. So no, I don't.
Yeah, and I never did. Okay. I never said that. I just said that she looked at gynecological issues.
When you have gynecological issues, you know, issues down there.
Yes, gynecology.
What do you think those are caused by?
Well, they're caused by everything. They're caused by what you eat. They're caused by stress. They're caused by
pH imbalances.
How you take a bath.
Do you believe that they are caused by having sex with witches and demons?
Well, when you say witches, do you really mean bitches?
I mean, when you say demons, do you mean assholes?
I mean
succubus and incubus. I mean sex demons.
Because I'm really comfortable with calling the opposite sex witches and demons.
I mean actual demons. And that infertility, miscarriages, and STDs and STIs are evil disposits from the spirit demons.
I could see that.
You can see that.
Hold on. Okay, so spirit.
Science and religion.
So what she's saying is that I feel like what she's saying is that we all have like a sexual like energy, and some people's can be negative. So she's calling that a spiritual demon or a sexual demon?
No, her philosophy, and she laid this out in a sermon in 2015, that the Illuminati hatched the witch to destroy the world using abortion, gay marriage, and children toys.
Children toys.
DNA from space aliens. It's currently being used as medicine.
So where are you getting this information from? Do you say this is a reliable?
This is the Washington Post.
And of course, they are run by who, John? Which Washington Post guy who's like, we don't need to defund police. Aren't they all on the same page?
But they're getting this from stuff she's saying.
Okay, because she's black. Are they talking
she's
about
African.
A white guy?
She is African.
Okay, bottom line.
And I think that has to do with the witch.
Bottom line,
I don't think an American
tone,
is going to be going around saying
tone
that.
Is,
she's from Africa. She's from Africa.
Okay.
She even still had the African accent.
She's from Africa.
She said it.
So she's not white. So she doesn't look like John. So she's not like me and you. She doesn't look like us. She does look like us. She's not like John. So that means whenever we go to places, we get judged, and so does she. But he can go somewhere and be perfectly fine. And no one is going to talk about him, but they damn sure are going to talk about us. Just like what they're doing about this woman right here. So you're trying to sell me that this ain't no race shit? This is all racist, bro. That's all it's about.
She claimed this.
It's sexist and racist.
It's cause STDs.
Okay, and that's her ideology. That's her personal belief.
You don't get to have an idea. It's all supposed to be science. You're a doctor.
What did he just say?
You're a doctor. Who cares about your ideology?
I think we should be able to separate the two.
Thank you.
Whether or not what she's saying is factual or not.
But how does that debunk what she said in the video, though?
I'm just saying you got to take what she's saying with a grain of salt because she has some weird out there ideas.
And you know what? Some of the best movies, best shows, best anything are the weirdest ones.
Maybe she was on a religious platform whenever they asked her those questions. She was explaining it in a religious way so that everybody could grasp it the same way.
There you go.
Her not get too like derogatory or too vulgar about it. Because we don't know where she.
You speak to your audience.
Yeah.
All right, I'll grant you that. I would argue that the audience that they were speaking to in that video, as evidenced by the white man in front of her, they were speaking to people who don't believe this is a real, honest-to-God pandemic, and that we're overreacting.
That was clearly
the message they were trying to say.
I think that was the message that some of them were trying to say, but what I got from her is that it's going to be okay. She was giving the message of hope, saying that, okay,
that you're not going
to
die.
That you don't have to die. I think she was saying you don't have to die. What she was stating is that maybe there are some doctors who are just letting patients die because they don't have access to what she has access to or something. But I feel like what she was saying is that you don't necessarily have to die because we have
the FDA wanted to approve that drug.
So
I don't agree with everything the FDA does. And if that drug is helping people, I don't see the problem with trying it.
And if the FDA doesn't approve that drug and she's administering that to people, couldn't she lose her job and her license?
Potentially, I think to a degree, because the drug is approved for other things. I think there's like a.
So she could say that.
I think there's a loophole
patients,
there.
Yeah,
yeah but. Yeah. you can't go in and request it. I think if the doctor's like, I'm going to try this and you agree to it,
yeah.
But I think it's a weird gray area. Because it's not an unapproved drug.
She probably has a way around
it. It's just not approved for that.
Yeah. But so she is a real doctor, though,
but
right?
She's a real doctor. She's a legitimate doctor.
Okay.
I'm just saying, some of her ideas.
Because a lot of people who
started
leaving comments in the section, like, questioning her legitimacy.
She has a medical degree in where did she say? I forgot what.
So from West Africa.
West Africa, and then she has a medical degree here in the United States. So she has two medical degrees from two different countries.
So she knows a lot about something.
Yeah, I just think some of her views are kind of out there.
Okay.
And I honestly just wanted to see what you would say about having sex with demons.
But
I think you would like that.
But I think we need to learn how to separate people's like religious views or whatever from their profession.
I do. But when you're a doctor and you're saying that something like a STD is caused by sex with a demon, you're the one conflating religious views and medical views.
That's true.
But you're also taking what she's saying too literal. You think she means actual demons?
That's how I took it, yeah.
That's how I took it too, though.
But that's not how I took it.
She straight up, she didn't say you're inner demons. She literally said succubus.
No, but I didn't say inner demons. That's what Josh said.
Well, what if that stuff is, what if that exists in Africa, though?
I believe.
We've never been to
first
Africa,
of all,
so
actually, I actually do believe shit like that exists.
I know that some of that shit
Do y'all believe in astral projections?
Yeah.
What is that, ghosts?
When your soul leaves your body while you're...
Where you can project your soul.
See, now that I've never had firsthand with, so
I've tried doing it. I've gotten so close, but I wake up, or I don't go to sleep. I feel as though I've done it while I was actually asleep, but I just don't remember what
like
I experienced.
Out of body experience.
Yeah, I think that's kind of like the same thing, right?
But when you're dreaming and you see yourself, that's not astral projection.
If you're like...
Damn, now who's the skeptic?
Hold on, but okay, so if you see yourself, like, look, you look down and you see yourself...
No.
What do you mean?
When I'm having a dream of doing something and I'm watching it like a movie, I'm watching...
He's saying
me
he saw
John
himself.
And, okay, that's not the
no,
same.
Astral projection, you can sometimes feel your soul, like, feel your...
Okay,
your
no,
astral
I don't
body
know
leaving
about
your,
that.
Leaving your physical body.
I don't know anything
so
about
So I've had
that.
An out-of-body experience and it's very much like that.
Yeah.
I was... legally dead, but
maybe I don't have a soul.
So that's
well, I've never thought
yeah,
you did.
I don't think you have one either. I think you're just a vessel.
I think so too, and just a brain. But
you're
I don't
a
think,
robot.
I don't think there's.
I wouldn't say brain.
No, but I don't think
you're a demon.
That.
You're a demon.
I don't
you're
think
one,
I can see
you're one of those
that.
Demons
you're
that
succubus.
Have sex.
It causes all kinds
called?
Of infections.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, succubus is someone who has sex with you and takes your life, right?
Succubus drains energy from you through sex.
Okay. But they don't kill them.
Okay, but
they could, but they don't always. Okay. They generally like to feed over and over again.
But that could be factual too, though. Have you ever had sex and then you just want to go to sleep? All your energy has been drained of you.
Done. That's exactly. That's
yeah,
what
but
I'm
it's they get stronger while you get weaker.
Yeah, when I was
some,
with my
some
kid's
people
mom,
mentally.
Bro, I would go to sleep. She'd get up, clean the damn house. I'm like, how you get stronger? I'm getting weaker.
No, it's that energy though. It's that energy
yeah.
you get because some people can be like, oh my god, that was just so great. I just want to get it. I just want to make him happy, or you know, I just
yeah.
want to do something.
And
but it's also
but some people can get
yeah,
loose.
Yeah. Some people like that morning sex. They go to work feeling like all vibrant and rejuvenated.
Exactly,
and stuff.
Happy.
Yeah.
I hate Josh. Oh my god. Nah, but I do like what the other people that I have heard have been saying on some of these videos, like the one guy bringing up the test.
Yeah, there's a lot
the
of
test,
issues with the tests.
And you know, so it is stuff like that that I mean, that has something to do with religion. And he was
no.
using metaphors to kind of explain the theory of the test. So. I mean, when it comes to stuff like that, he is selling. He's making a good sales pitch. He's selling it really well.
But he's if you're factual, why do you have to sell it? Just lay out the facts.
Because people don't want to hear facts. In fact, me personally, I would rather you sell it to me more glamorous.
You gotta.
Because I won't listen to facts. Because if I don't know some of these words,
I just wanna before we move on, point out the expression. I won't listen to facts. I win the argument. We're done.
No, because no, I'm not saying not actual facts.
No,
I'm saying you can't.
Go ahead.
I'm saying you can't just tell me, oh, so the hypotenuse, so and so. We don't understand that. We need it broken down.
I do believe you got to sell stuff a certain way. Even if it's a fact, you have to, like, you have to know your, like you said, you have to know your audience. Like, how are they going to be receptive of this? Like, I got to break it down this way. Like, okay, well,
that's
this
exactly
person.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so, like, you have to kind of personalize way. It because somebody like me won't understand
let me just
ask. You're selling yourself to somebody.
Yeah.
Like, you're not sitting there lying and stuff. You're just, you know.
You're presenting it in a way that is, yeah, okay. But let me just ask a question.
More appealing.
More glamorized.
The wealthiest nation on Earth, if you take in all of its assets.
China.
Is actually the United States. But if you talk about the wealthiest nation with spending power, China surpassed us a few years ago. Mm-hmm. You really think there is a world in which China and the United States would both damage themselves far more than any other country has been damaged? China and the United States have taken the biggest hits from this. The two dominant superpowers in the whole world would do something to cause damage to themselves at a time when they're competing to be number one?
Is it causing damage to themselves?
Yeah. Actually, the economy is plummeting.
Some people are doing really great.
The rich are doing very well. We get it. Yeah, rah, rah.
Some stocks.
40 million Americans are on the verge. The stocks, since this started, have been going way up high, way down low.
That's
way
what I'm
up
saying.
High, way down low.
That's what I'm saying.
People in the 401ks have lost all of their retirement. People are emptying out the retirements, actually. There are 40 million people on the verge of eviction in this country.
Okay. You know what's crazy, though? Like, so a lot of Republicans say that their economy has been doing great.
Exactly.
That's what I've heard. Like, a lot of people have said that their economy has been doing great.
But see, but what
and it's kind of hard to, like, somebody like me that's ignorant on politics, like, it's hard to know, like, which side is telling the truth.
They're both telling the truth.
So,
or they're both lying.
No, they're both telling the truth.
So, all right, so for, like, the Democratic standpoint, I guess, like, the working class, like, they're not doing too well, but people who are, like, entrepreneurs, well, nah, they're not doing too good.
No,
here.
What the Republicans are talking about is the nation's, as a whole, the gross domestic, what is it, gross, the GDP of the entire country.
That's and gross that, domestic production.
Thank you. That is doing better than ever before. But what the Democrats are talking about is Joe Smo. And apparently everybody but Ashley, who is struggling in the streets and, like, on the verge of evictions.
And you.
So, okay, so we're talking.
Like, I'll admit, I've had a good year.
All right, so that, okay, so people who fall into that category would be, like, people who work in maybe retail, people who are,
pretty much everyone but the 1%.
Yeah. But, for example, like, people who are, like, flight attendants. There are flight attendants who have been furloughed or some who have lost their jobs and stuff.
Disney, one of the wealthiest companies in the world, laid off 32,000 people last month.
Yeah.
32,000 people.
But you want to know who's doing really good? Okay, yeah. So some
Jeff
high
Bezos.
End, some high-end jobs like flight attendants, okay, they're laid off. But fast food? Food
yeah.
Corporation?
But.
Online?
But. Smaller restaurants? Are closing like never before.
Okay, but corporation franchises
mom and
are
pop
doing.
Shops too.
But I said the 1% is doing very
that's
well.
That's what I'm saying.
The,
mom and
Republicans,
pop shops are
the
doing
Republicans
good.
Are saying that the economy is doing good. They're talking about corporations.
And that's what I'm trying to say. So people who are working in fast food, they weren't doing well before, and now they're doing amazing.
First of all, people who work in fast food are getting the same pay they were getting before. Their bosses are doing amazing.
Okay, well, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
as
but
a
the
whole.
General worker is not doing any better.
Or they're getting more hours, and they are getting more money. Maybe their pay did go up. I don't know if you ever worked in fast food before, but they get paid higher than $10 an hour.
Yes.
At least, like,
$9,
$10 an hour.
Let's go with Bernie Sanders' bullshit claim that $15 an hour is a livable wage.
It's not.
It's not a livable wage. So getting paid more than $10 a week, that's not going to support you in this country.
No. But at least you're not fucking going to be homeless either. You may not be eating well. You may not be living well. But your ass ain't gonna be out there. All you will have enough for is possibly rent. But you will have enough for rent.
Hold the fuck on. Have you seen what rent is like in this city?
I understand, but have you seen what rent is like where you from?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay,
California, you can't survive.
Okay,
but even my point is, even in Texas. $10 an hour is not going to pay your rent.
Okay.
You have to make three times as much of rent in order to live there.
What's the argument?
I don't even know what we're talking about.
What are we arguing about? What did we start off with?
I'm trying to chime in, but like, what's the argument? Because y'all are both... I feel like you are both on the same page here.
I think we are. I don't know what we're arguing about.
I'm just never that.
I'm like, people are poor. No, people are poor.
Y'all just like arguing. Like, y'all both say the same shit. I'm glad I'm here. I'm glad y'all got a mediator here.
Oh my God. You know what? Yeah. That's
I actually think we were saying the same thing. Just different sides of the same thing.
Yeah, y'all
were. She comes back to it.
She's like, but I'm right.
No.
Y'all are both right.
You were saying that, rich people are doing great, and that's what I was saying. Is some people are doing great.
Yes, but that's what you're talking about. The general public is not.
Okay.
You're quoting Reagan. Oh, well, if we let the rich be richer, then that will trickle down to everybody else because of Reaganomics. Shit does not work. When the rich get richer, they stay rich and we get poorer.
I understand, John, but it's all about happiness.
Why do we get poorer, dear God.
Why do we get poorer, though?
Because...
Are we settling?
They're hoarding the wealth.
What's your ideology behind that?
Okay, so there's... They put $10,000 into the economy. Mm-hmm. And you are Warren Buffett, and me and Ashley work for you. Okay. You're like, I'll take $6,000. You guys split the rest of that amongst yourselves. They're hoarding it. They're paying themselves obscene amount of money, and the people who are working for them and who are on the front lines doing the day-to-day shit, they're giving scraps to.
So what about the rich people who don't have people working for them?
What rich person doesn't have people working for them?
Lottery winners.
Lottery workers and, okay, so people who win the lottery, who sports stars.
People who've invested money into different things.
I have no problem with becoming rich. I would love to be rich. It sounds awesome. My issue is with people who become rich and exploit people. So if you become rich off of something that doesn't exploit other people, I don't have a problem with that. I'm talking about these companies that pay themselves obscene amount of money and then pay their employees scraps and give them no benefits. That's my issue.
I would have an issue with that.
Okay, but you act like that's going to change one day. You act like one day the world's just going to up and change. And someone's going to do it.
Have you paid attention to history at all? I'll point you to the French Revolution where that shit, literally, they took all the rich people to the streets and killed them. There comes a point where people just get tired of it.
And are you going to be one of those people?
I'm not going to murder people. I can't be. I'll be in an American Revolution. I can't be in the French Revolution.
We need to...
Other topics besides right, no, arguing no, about...
If you want to move on, we can move on.
I want to talk about Ashley's favorite person.
Me?
Besides J-Bo.
Besides Joshy Washy.
So, have you guys heard of this man named Elon Musk?
Yes, I have.
Oh my God, motherfucking Tesla.
Ashley loves him.
Like, physical?
But I've decided when I get some money, I'm going to invest in Tesla.
Tesla stock?
So SpaceX, his other company, is talking about building a colony on Mars.
Yes, I've heard about that.
And he said that the colony on Mars would not be bound to international law. And the first colonists will design their own laws based on what they feel is appropriate. People are kind of iffy about that, but I kind of like it.
I think that's great.
I kind of want to go to Mars.
I mean, can we go? Like, are they allowing
people
to go?
Is there life on Mars?
Well, he's trying to build a colony. He said the first colony will be in a dome. So you'll be living in a dome for the rest of your life.
That sounds cool.
And scientists have said that your grandkids will never be able to come back to Earth. So do you want this?
I wouldn't do that.
Because the way the gravity is, they wouldn't survive coming back to Earth. Apparently, I don't know. But I'm sure they'll find something to fix that.
Yeah. Space suits or something.
Yeah.
Well, artificial gravity probably make it more even with Earth's gravity.
I mean, if we can go there, they're going to find a way for us to come back.
Do you want to design laws? Do you want to be a founding mother of Mars Colony 3?
Yeah.
You can't get on the first two. Those are probably already booked.
Yeah.
But Mars Colony 3.
Yeah. And I want it to make it to where possibly, maybe we can't come back. Because I've been here. And even though my grandchildren may not know what it's like, but I do. And though I'll be saving them from a lot of turmoil. Well,
Earth is getting more and more crowded. You'd be on a pretty much deserted planet at the start of it.
I mean, it might be a little like incest-like, but it'll be generations. Cool, there'll be a community. They'll love one another.
It will be generations before we fuck that up.
As I'm saying, like, they will have a beautiful, loving, happy start.
Remember Daryl always wanted to go on a colony on the moon?
Bro, I would love to live in a dome.
I wouldn't.
I would.
You want to stay on Earth?
I would. I would
stay on Earth.
Overcrowded, pollution.
I mean, by the time all
You've
that
been
stuff...
here already.
Yeah, I have, but there's still parts of Earth that I haven't explored.
That's true.
There's still cities... Even in Texas that I've never been to, so I want to see what.
So you gonna go visit Ashley on her Mars colony?
Obviously,
yeah, I'll go there.
Obviously, you know, there are beautiful things down here. Obviously,
are they?
I mean, Exhibit A.
Yeah, so there's a lot of beautiful things here that obviously we all want to see, but just
I don't want
to
see it.
But just to have something that not everybody has seen. Something new, something beautiful, and something that is so small.
Well, the chance to start without all the bullshit of society and start fresh.
I just love the communal living.
Well, I just want to get rid of society and start fresh.
I just love the closeness.
Y'all are fucking waiting all the time. So you want to live in a dome?
Yeah.
Would you?
I didn't used to, but now I'm more and more thinking I'm ready to be done with Earth.
So how would would we get all four seasons?
I'm sure all that'd be artificial.
Like, yeah.
I grew up in California. I didn't get all four seasons until I moved to Texas.
It would basically just
not that big a deal.
Even
here in Texas, you really don't get much of all four seasons.
You get 30 minutes of spring.
Yeah.
And then that's about it. The rest of it is summer and quasi winter when it's not being extra summer.
Yeah. Summer's definitely the favorite here in Texas.
Yeah. And fall. You do get fall.
Yeah, you get a little fall. Yeah.
I like it when we have it cold.
I love the cold.
Like, you just don't get I like it when they turn the temperature cold here.
Out of here, Texas.
But I think it'd be cool to leave and start new. Be a pioneer.
I think it would be great. I think it'd be weird, yeah. But I don't know. Just the family and bonding that we would have as a society.
And then a stray asteroid hits the dome and you all die.
We would be more happier.
They do get a lot of asteroids, right?
We would care about each other more.
The moon is a lot. The moon is a lot.
They'd find a way to
We'd be like a family.
Elon Musk he's smart.
We'd be like a family.
Yeah.
I mean, we're already like a family now, Ashley.
Nah. Everybody goes outside and we hate each other.
Yeah, I say hi to some neighbors. And like my upstairs neighbor, he's nice to me. His daughter's nice to me. I say hi to his wife. She just looks at me like I kicked her dog.
You did kick her dog. Remember, it was an accident, but you did kick her dog. Because society doesn't have love.
We don't have love.
You don't think it's going to be like that when people get up there?
No, because it'll be forced to rely on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I grew up in a neighborhood where everybody knew each other and everybody was friendly.
I did too.
No,
you don't see that anymore. That shit died. Ashley killed it.
No.
She did, right? Oh.
No.
Soulless ass.
What's going to happen is we might think that we hate each other because we're spending so much time with these small group of people. We might think that we don't hate each other, but it's all we know.
I just want to be
Have y'all not seen Survivor?
It's fake, though.
No, I don't watch it.
It's fake, but a lot of it's real.
Okay, they're outside.
Survivor, there's the challenge which comes on MTV.
Okay, so what is it?
But they're also competing for something.
Exactly.
They are competing against each other. Exactly. This is competing together to survive.
That's true.
Yeah.
But all these different personalities and stuff, I don't think it would end well.
Okay, but
I think it would start off great. But all these different personality types.
Obviously, some of them
types
might die. But by the end,
Ashley's going to be the first serial killer on this new colony. She's going to open a hotel, and she's going to be fucking the Martian H.A. Tomes.
Stupid. No.
And then it should go to the conspiracy theory that he's also Jack the Ripper.
One person has to be the one
charge.
In control.
You're not gonna be in charge.
So one person might.
Elon
Musk is gonna be in charge.
Exactly, but under him, but not to the point where they can't rely on each other, because that's like John said, we're gonna have is each other. If it's just us three, eventually we'll start hating each other.
No, hold on. There has to be more women on this planet.
No, it's just going to be us three. Me, you, and Ashley.
That's not acceptable.
You just watch.
not acceptable. We need more women on this planet. I'll stay here.
We'll be like an Oreo. Me and her will be there. All
right, you two go. I'll stay here. Oh, it's not it. It's not acceptable to me.
No. Okay. Even if it's just us three.
I can't. Any more people.
Forget about the sex one. All
right, I'll fuck Saul.
Or will he fuck you?
No, I'm playing the bad of that. Well,
you're not going to have anyone else to do, Jai. You guys are going to be experimenting a lot.
That's true. That's true. And that little globe.
Hell, we all buy experience because that's all we have is each other.
Why can't we bring more people?
Nah, bro, it's just us four, bro. No kids either.
No, no, it has to be just us.
Yeah. Sounds like a horrible trend. I'm going to bring a list of names I want to bring.
What are these right here?
Those are microphones. Speaking of getting killed.
No, oh, yeah, very good.
Do you think Logan Paul's going to die in February when he fights Floyd Mayweather?
That's what I wanted us to talk about.
Is it Logan or Jake?
It's Logan. Logan's fighting Floyd Mayweather.
So I wanted to talk.
I already know what Mayweather's plan.
You know he's going
to take him in the deep waters, and then once like they get to like the later rounds, then he's going to demolish him.
You think he's going to let him last that long?
Yeah, that's how he is. He don't want to get hurt.
Mayweather's going to win.
Because Logan Paul?
It takes one lucky hit, bro. Like, let's say me and you get in a fight, right? Do you think you're a pretty good fighter?
I'm all right. I haven't been in a fight in a long time, though.
Yeah, I'm decent or whatever. I haven't been in a fight in a long time either. So
or whatever.
I don't really know either.
That's him being humble.
No, nah, whatever. But if you let's say I'm a good ass boxer. Let's say I'm a boxer, right? It's a fight. You're okay. Well, it's a street fight, so that's different. But anyway, one lucky hit, like Floyd Mayweather can get injured or get hurt.
By Logan Paul.
Yeah.
I feel like just ego wise, you can't be Floyd Mayweather and go even 10 rounds with Logan Paul. That's gonna make you look bad. You gotta lay him out fast.
Yeah, you might be right.
It's Logan fucking Paul. The only person who likes him is Ashley.
Yeah, I just know Floyd Mayweather's fighting style. I'm like, that's what he does.
No, I mean, that is what he does, but it's just like...
Because that's what he did with McGregor, too. Yeah. McGregor's not a boxer.
No, but it's Logan Paul. Yeah. McGregor's at least a big guy, like... Logan Paul.
Well, we saw...
Oh, shut up.
So which one's bigger? Is Jake bigger than Logan?
What? Logan's the older brother.
But which one's bigger, like, as far as, like, physique-wise? Because Jake
looks pretty big. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't seen
Logan. When we saw the one fighting the last week,
that was the younger brother.
That was Logan?
That was Jake.
Jake, okay.
Logan's the older brother.
He's pretty big.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the other one looks like, but...
Nate Robinson got his ass knocked out.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fights that we already seen, so we saw Errol Spence Jr. fight Danny Garcia.
I read an article that said that...
Errol
Spence Jr. and other fighters like him are why boxing is slowly dying out in America.
Why?
Because at the end of the fight, when they asked him, who do you want to fight next? And he was like, well, that's not for me to decide. You know, I'm going to go home, relax a little bit, and then I'll get back in the gym. You know, they'll tell me who I'm going to fight. And they're like, it used to be where when someone fights and then they call out the next person, and they build excitement and, you know, kind of like wrestling.
Yeah.
It's you talking shit and building up the things. And they're saying too many fighters now are just like, I'll fight whoever they put in front of me. I don't really care. Like, they don't build that anticipation.
Well, that's
because, those grudges.
Yeah, that's because things aren't the way they used to be.
But they say that it's killing the sport.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, the sport, participation trophies, I mean, that's how it is now, John. We're living in a society where people are so entitled and don't have this sort of macho
I don't
ego.
Think that he said whoever they put in front of me. I think he said that he just wants to go home.
He just wants to go home, yeah. But it's,
but you got to understand where he just came from, bro.
No, like, I get that. Yeah, yeah.
He's been out for 14
months.
But
they also said a bunch of other boxers who have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're saying that it's a growing pattern. And they just used him as an example because he was the last one to say it.
Yeah. Man, they better go.
And also,
boy,
his people were fighting with
Danny. You saw what he was wearing?
Yeah, that was...
I heard what you said. I heard you liked it. You thought it was cool.
You said it.
It looked fresh, but
me and her dad were making fun of you. I ain't gonna lie.
I was like, me and Saul making fun of you.
What did he say was fire?
No, he said that they were fresh.
They're fresh. Come on, Josh.
They're fresh.
What did I say was fresh?
His pants.
His shorts.
Did I say that?
His shorts or his shoes?
If it was text message, there's a paper trail, so...
Yeah, there is.
That's what I heard.
I don't really say that.
That's the story I heard.
That's your problem, bro. You believe in everything you hear.
Yeah.
She's a conspiracy theorist, and you believe in everything.
Hey, hold on. Let me go to Saturday.
Nah,
Now
I'm saying that.
They were fresh. I said,
you said it.
Good.
No, I said they were fresh. Like, it was a fresh day.
I said
they were fresh off the market.
Spits did good, but that fur was too much. And you said they were fresh.
Okay, hold on. So I did say that, but was I talking about the fact that he did good, or was I talking about the fur?
Didn't you just say the
I
fur?
I said Spence did good, but that fur was too much.
And then
said,
what did he say?
He said they were fresh.
You told the shorts.
I didn't say the shorts were. I didn't say that. She said she said the fur was too much. There was fur on his boots, on his shoes.
And his shoes too.
That was too much too. You said that was fresh?
Said either one was fresh.
You don't
fresh.
Know what I was referring to. Nobody knows
they
what
were
I was
both
to.
Bad.
And we don't know if I was talking about his boxing was fresh.
You didn't say he was fresh. You said they were fresh.
I said they were fresh. Like they boxed.
They his moves.
They moves was fresh.
So you're just bad at grammar.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Basically.
All right.
But you want, since we're talking about men.
Well, I was gonna go to Africa, but if you wanna.
No. I wanna say.
All right. Talk about men, and then I'll get to
the macho.
The exciting news. My favorite topic for the night.
The macho man stuff. I don't know if y'all heard this.
Macho man Randy Savage.
Harry Styles. Oh, boy band member from One Direction.
Give us legends, guys. It's a great episode.
Apparently, he wore some sort of dress.
Oh, this is old news. Yeah, I heard about this.
Oh, you heard about this?
Yeah, a long time. A while, like a couple weeks ago.
Okay, well, I just heard about
this. No, keep saying.
I'm
guessing that we have different takes on this.
Okay. He wore a dress, and then there was a...
It was for an interview, right?
I don't know. See, I'm trying to remember. No, I don't know why he wore the dress. I think he wore it for like a photo shoot or maybe
something
like
that.
Like
but they were
carpet.
Talking about it in an interview.
But a lot of people talk about it, John. What do you mean, what interview? Everybody talks about it.
Okay. I meant where he talked about it.
Oh. Well, apparently he sent a tweet out because someone said that it was a woman who was very, I guess, hated or loved, I don't know, in this day and age. But she said something about how, I miss the days where men can be, like, macho. Instead of, you know, wearing all these, you know,
dresses
and, you know, then you got some guys with the, you know, nails painted.
Was it a dress or a kilt?
It was a dress.
I think it was a dress. I didn't see it for myself, but I just heard about it.
No, it was a dress. Hold on.
But someone, this woman, I forget her name, but like I said, she's very well known. And she said she tweeted about it. Not necessarily like saying that she hated it, but she just said like, you know, what happened to our manly men? You know, what happened to our macho man?
It's Josh. It's in her hand.
Exactly. So,
it's not even really a dress.
Can't argue with that.
He's wearing pants.
Let me see.
Is that like a...
No, that's not even a dress.
Let me see.
That's a jacket.
That looks like something that
they would wear in olden times.
Yeah, like olden times, like in UK or something.
Yeah.
But it's not a dress. It's a jacket.
Yeah.
It's just a long jacket.
Like, there are shirts that look like dresses now.
Yeah. But yeah, but he doesn't want pants. Okay, do you see what the woman said about...
Well, I see his comment. Bring back manly men. He said that.
Let me see.
He said, bring back manly men.
Well, she didn't say that. I think those are his words, yeah, but that's what he said. I don't know if that's in response to her.
He's being sarcastic, probably.
Yeah.
But
his whole thing
How do you define a manly man, though? Because people make fun of me that I wear tighter clothes or tighter or fitted clothing.
Well, but that's because mostly men who have big muscles and nice bodies, they want to wear tight-fitted clothes to show off their body, to accentuate.
That's why I wear loose clothing.
Accentuate their curves.
Yeah.
Different
exactly,
curves.
Exactly, yeah. Different.
But you know, the curves and... Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I know why men do it. But, you know, they're that's like in jail. You go to jail, they got like the nice fitted muscle, but then they got the baggy pants. So I think it's more of the pants because most, you know, men who are in prison, you know, I know men in prison fuck each other, so maybe they're not
all of them.
That, but what I'm trying to say is like they have bodies. They got them body oddies as
body oddies.
As these new kids like to call it.
Are you one of these new kids?
Are you a new kid on the block?
I'm just going with the fads, John. I'm trying to keep in with the trends. But if they got the body oddies, That is why. I believe that, yes, people like to wear fitted clothes to show off their body.
And also, like, I think that a lot of, like, punk rockers
brought
that style, you know. And even rock stars, like, they brought that style, you know.
That's true.
So a lot of people have adapted.
But I think what she means is the dresses and the makeup and the, you know, the choker necklaces.
But aren't there still guys that dress ruggedly and like men?
I mean,
remember Javier, Corey's roommate? He was manly, but he was homosexual.
Okay. No, but also, I think what it is
not every man has to fit that mold.
No. Yeah,
you don't have to. And if Harry Styles wants to do whatever the fuck he wants to do,
I'm not exactly.
How does that affect anybody?
No, you're right. You're right. Look, all I'm saying is
I would never dress like that.
I don't know what she meant.
If she had a problem with that, she could easily go to Vin Diesel's Instagram or The Rock's Instagram and see a manly man right there.
She could go to J-Bill's Instagram.
You're right.
Exactly. Bro, JoshBell88, I'm gonna just plug it in there.
I'm
wearing a G-string on stage.
Exactly. Me bending over, doing a deadlift, and my G-string showing.
Saul kissing his ass on stage.
Here, let me just...
I hope my family doesn't hear this.
I can delete.
So you follow Candace Owens.
No, I heard this, and I was like, oh, we should talk about this, because it's about men, and apparently this day and age of men. So that's not the picture that she's talking
about. No, I can't find
that
it,
that was the rebuttal to the picture.
That was the rebuttal, though.
Which
makes a lot more sense now, because he's going for that old school, like...
Yeah.
American Revolution era style of dress, right. Being like, this is what you think is manly.
But she, you know, to what she said, so a society can't exist without.
I don't really want to have this conversation because, like, to a degree, agree with her, and I don't want to.
That's what I'm saying. Be on the record. I agree with her too.
Agreeing with her.
I think we need.
She said society can't exist without a strong man. Is what she said. Him wearing a dress doesn't mean that he's not strong.
I agree with that.
No, and that's what I'm saying.
The way a person dresses has nothing to do with
his strength.
Yeah.
Of course. But technically, the actual statement is.
I disagree with what she was implying.
Yeah.
But I don't agree with the exact words.
Right. No, I don't think she should have said it to respond to this picture because why do you care what Harry Styles is doing?
And the fact that he's brave enough to be like, I'm gonna wear this dress and doesn't care. I mean, that's a bravery in and of itself. Like,
I mean, if he wants to, it doesn't really affect me one way or another.
It doesn't really at all.
But
you know, you can't post anything online without somebody giving their opinion.
Exactly.
Regardless.
I have some Hitler news. We haven't had Hitler news on this podcast in a long while.
No.
Namibia, it's an African country. Namibia. I don't know if I'm saying that right.
Namibia.
Yeah. They just elected Adolf Hitler to their council.
Oh yeah.
He is now a council member. Adolf Hitler.
He's
a black man.
That's
his name.
What is his last name? Unona is his last name, something like that. UUNONA. Apparently, where he lives, there's a lot of German street names, and they were like colonized by Germany for a long time. His dad apparently didn't know who Adolf Hitler was; just knew it was a famous name, and so he named his son Adolf Hitler. And when the kid got into politics, he discovered who Adolf Hitler was.
So he changed his name.
No, he's still Adolf Hitler. He just goes by his last name. He doesn't use his first name.
So his first name is Adolf Hitler.
His first name is Adolf. His middle name is Hitler.
Oh, okay.
So it's Adolf Hitler. Adolf Hitler just got elected as a councilor.
His dad is a freaking moron.
He didn't know.
Okay, but that's like me saying,
if he didn't know, he didn't know.
Okay, but... Ask around. Ask people.
My favorite thing is, though, he said, I don't have evil intentions, and I'm not trying to take over the world. I just want people to know that.
I like this guy.
Who's another evil? That's like me saying, I'm going to name my son Saddam Hussein, because that's a famous name that I used to hear a lot when I was a kid and growing up.
There are a lot of people named Saddam or Assam.
But
Hassan.
And there were a lot of people named Adolf. No one names the kid Adolf anymore. Sometimes names die.
Yeah, like I'm saying, like I would have done research on that name. Why is that name so famous? Where did I hear that name at? Like, I would do research before I go name my son that.
When was he born?
He's probably like in his
40s. He's like in his 40s, yeah.
Okay, so, I mean...
World War II was like 100 years ago. It was like 30 years ago.
Okay, I know, but maybe he couldn't get his hands on books like that. He couldn't get history books.
Research, 80 years ago.
Research was still research. Ago. Research was still available. He could have still researched that.
Okay, he could have.
There's no excuse. Stop trying to make excuses for these people. Ashley?
Look, you don't know.
Stop trying to find the silver lining in everything. There's not always a silver lining.
Sometimes there is.
Sometimes it's just black and white.
I understand that. And I agree with that.
That is a strong contrast to another person we used to have on the podcast whose literally expression was, not everything's black and white all the time. I have one last thought before we get to Josh's topics. Unless you have topics too, right?
I had one more.
Oh, wait. Well, my last one is these monoliths. You guys hear about these?
All right, let's get to it.
I have not.
I thought you posted about the monolith.
Oh, that's what that's called?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So there's these monoliths that are appearing in random places. One appeared in Romania, one in Utah, and now a third one in California. These giant silver, like, triangle things.
Like, huge bars.
Yeah.
What?
They are. Yeah.
They don't know where they came from. They'll appear, and then they'll disappear. The only one that they know...
they disappear?
That's
they
disappear. Badass.
They'll show up one day, and then they'll be gone. The only one that they know what happened to it is... some guy named Andy Lewis in Utah said him and his friends took it down, and they have video footage of it because they didn't want the environment to get messed up by stupid tourists. But they don't know what happened to the Romania one, and I don't know if the California one is still up or not.
It's these. That's a joke.
No, that's a joke.
But that's a monolith or whatever.
They're just appearing out of nowhere and then disappearing.
Three of them. That's so cool. That's badass. So they just... reappearing in a random spot.
Yeah.
And then disappearing.
They should find a way to like...
Well, the Utah one, they figured out what happened to it.
What happened?
This dude, Andy Lewis, him and his friends took it down because the tourists were messing up the environment around there. They were stepping on trees and all plants.
But they didn't plant it there.
They didn't plant it there.
They
just took it away.
Now, where did they put it at?
I don't know. They have video of them taking it apart.
Now, see, they're going
to... Oh, they took it apart.
Apparently, they dismantled it, yeah.
Okay, something bad's going to happen to them.
Do you think it's aliens? He looks like it's aliens.
Oh, I think it's the government.
In Romania?
The government has
our government is fucking with Romania.
Has a plan.
You're so anti-government. The
crazy thing is I'm more anti-government than she is. She's all about control. Yeah, everything is a government conspiracy with her. I don't understand.
No, it's because I'm trying to tell you, these are planted. Someone paid someone off.
Why? Why? Romania is a poor country. There's not a lot there. Why are we bothering to put up the monolith in Romania?
Because it's the same reason why we put a fucking virus out there and made everyone go crazy. Control, John.
Population control.
Like, just to fucking get people distracted. Just to fucking control anything. Everyone's posting about it. It's a new thing now.
You don't think it's like some weird hippie artist?
If it is an alien.
I doubt that.
You doubt that?
Yeah.
Do you think it's government?
Would it be multiple artists there?
Could be. Could be like someone did in Romania and then there's copycats.
It's an alien.
So
and they did say the California one looks different than the Utah and Romania one. And they don't think it's the same one.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know like what's inside if they dismantled it.
Yeah, I didn't see the video. I just heard that they filmed it and took pictures of it.
If they dismantle.
So you think it's aliens? You just said it's the government and now it's aliens.
You think they're in bed together, right? Aliens and the government.
I think that the government knows some aliens. Not all, but some.
Did I ever tell you about Larry, when we worked on Larry's movie, Grey Agenda?
Mm-hmm.
He we filmed part of it at Joe Pool Lake, and the premise of the movie is that there's a secret military base under Joe Pool Lake that deals with aliens, and he reached out to Joe Pool Lake to get permission to film there, and he got a letter from the Army saying that he's not allowed to make the movie. He made it anyways. I mean, what are they going to do about it? But the Army sent him a letter.
But not allowed to make it there.
He's not allowed to make it there, yeah. We did it anyways, yeah.
I mean, I don't think there's anything under the lake, but...
It's kind of weird that the Army sent him a letter.
Well, because...
He didn't reach out to the Army. He reached out to Joe Pool Lake.
What made him do that movie? Want to do that movie? Is that, like, something that he heard?
He heard something about that, and so he wanted to make it.
I mean, what could be under the lake?
It's because the Army probably has, like, a nearside base control or something like that.
So you think it's not under the lake, but it's nearby?
Yeah.
And then he was sitting too close to home.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
Could be yeah.
We still have to have Larry on the podcast.
You keep saying that.
Yeah, I keep asking you for
a
day.
I knew like a guy that I went to high school with that died in Joe Pool. He drowned.
Really?
Yeah.
Way to bring down the mood, man.
Sorry.
Okay, well.
Yeah, so what do y'all think? What are some of the key components to a successful relationship?
Honesty.
Honesty, okay. Trust?
I think trust comes from honesty.
True.
You can't trust someone who's not being honest with you.
Very true.
I think goals.
Goals, yeah.
Motivations, yep. Maybe same, you know, some sort of same beliefs or ideologies.
Mm-hmm. So shared values?
Shared values, family values, responsibility, accountability. Mm.
These are views that you hold?
Yeah.
These are views that you hold.
I think they're good views.
No, honestly, I agree. I agree with every one of these views.
Now, have I held
so
them?
Many people you've dated.
Have I held them? No. Do I want to start holding them? Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Why do y'all think? So I actually heard, I don't know how true this is, it's just hearsay, that the marriage rate has declined like pretty drastically. What do y'all think that is?
Because we are the poorest generation. We don't have money.
You don't have to have money to get married.
But people are waiting longer
just
to get married.
Peace, bro.
People are waiting longer to get married because they want to get on. Yeah.
Okay.
They want to get on their feet, and we're taking longer to start our lives. Okay. People are spending more time living at home, spending more time going to school.
You don't think it has anything to do with just the way society is now? You think it has to do with like finances and goals? You don't think it's like a lot of guys and a lot of women maybe?
But I think that's because of society. Society used to always put such an emphasis on getting married young, and now society is putting more of an emphasis on finding your own path. They say that our generation is the first generation where most of us have been encouraged by our parents to pursue our interests, mm-hmm. and not just, you're going to do what I did. Like, you can go do whatever, you know, go do what makes you happy. And I think a big part of that is...
So, like, our parents or...
Yeah.
Our parents...
We're millennials.
Millennials.
The millennial generation.
Our parents have been more laid back compared to what their parents were.
Our parents are more old-fashioned.
Our parents are what, baby boomers?
No. My mother is a baby boomer, but your guys are probably Generation
X. My mom's 56, 57.
So, she's either the... My mom is 6... My mom was born in 60. So
mom was born 63.
63? So... My mom always says that she was one of the last baby boomers, so I don't know the year.
So my mom's a Gen Z then.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Gen X. So your mom is either, that's what I was going to say, my mom says she's one of the last, so your mom is either the last generation, like last
baby
year,
boomer.
Or the first year.
Or the first.
So I don't know exactly where that cutoff is, but yeah. She's right there.
After Gen X, then what is Gen Z, right?
It's us.
Oh, millennials, okay.
Gen Z is this is Devon's generation.
How but Gen X is our parents. My parents.
Yeah, your parents
are
Gen X.
Gen X. And then
so then your mom is either...
Gen X.
Your mom's either Gen X or Boomer.
That is generation to be a part of.
They're the forgotten ones, though. No one ever talks about them.
I like them better than us. But I love us.
Yeah, we're all better than Gen Z.
So what about the group of people who don't want to get married right now or don't see marriage in their new future because they're still out there playing the field? What about those people who have nothing? It has nothing to do with success or where they want to be.
They just want
to keep playing the field.
I think that's good, though, because they know themselves and they are not. Because I feel like there have always been those people that wanted to keep playing the field, but they got married because it was expected of them. And so they use their wives as a beard, much as, like, you know, gay people used to. As like, well, this is me being socially acceptable, but I'm going to still go out, whatever, do whatever I want to do. And I feel like that's not really fair to the person you marry.
Yeah.
But if you're like, I want to play the field, so I'm going to stay single, or I'm not going to get married, and I'm going to, you know...
Because I don't want to waste your time.
You're not wasting any of your
time.
I think it's better
than that. Yeah.
I agree.
Ashley?
Well, I also think just because it's also about that, yes, we as a society have become a lot more jaded and a lot more untrustworthy.
Untrustworthy or untrusting? Both.
Untrustworthy and untrusting.
Ooh.
And also, I mean, you hear the music nowadays. It has no love in it.
She's old.
Has no love in it. Body, yaddy, 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 yaddy. Wet, wop. All right.
Well, there's music out there.
You try.
I know how
there's
I
music
talk.
Out there like that since the 90s, though, too.
No,
though.
But it
like
but
N.W.A.
But it still had. It still had a little bit of love.
Yeah, but
in
NWA had messages.
That's what I'm saying.
They weren't writing love songs, but that right. wasn't their style.
Scarface, NWA, let's say Snoop Dogg. But he would talk about cheating on his wife. And having
Snoop Dogg also wrote songs about God. Like, Snoop Dogg
awesome, but they have
varied.
Other songs, too, that...
There are rappers that still... But what I'm saying is that the music has changed a lot. I'll give you that.
And we,
but
as
even
society,
back in the
90s,
do we disagree that mumble rap sucks? Like, we just,
yes. No. But even back in the 90s, they were still talking about, like, fucking hoes and fucking bitches and doing this and doing that.
Yes, they were. Yes, they were. But then they also had...
So you think that a lot of people looking up to these rappers and entertainers?
Look, I think definitely in our generation is when definitely things started to change, is why we are the generation that are the singles, that are, you know, trying to not get married, because it started, I believe, with us.
Going back to the music for a second.
Go back to UGK and all them. Yes, Wu-Tang. Yeah, they talking about fucking bitches, but then they also have other songs about being in relationships.
Going back to the music, though.
Yeah, they're going to cheat.
Even this generation has, music like that.
About music. Let me ask you a question about music.
What's up?
And about art in
is
general.
Is this for Ashley or for both of us?
For both of you. Do you think that, because you said that you think that people are, they're influenced by the music. And I agree, people do get
influenced by art and
but
media.
But do you think that art dictates to society, or do you think that society dictates to art?
Both. Mm.
Which one do you think comes first?
That's like what comes first, the chicken or the egg?
I'm just
because you're blaming music. But I'm saying I'm sure those musicians are getting it from the lives that they're living.
Okay, but I'm using that as one example.
They could be getting it from the lives that they're living, or they could be getting it from they could just be like speaking to an audience.
That is true.
Like, okay, well, what's gonna appeal to this audience? Me talking about God all the time, or me talking about sex, drugs, and alcohol?
That is true.
Like, a lot of people hated rock and roll when it first came out because of that reason.
Yeah, I know. And it's a lot like rap.
They hated the Beatles for being
sex
too sexual.
Sex sells.
The fucking Beatles in the 1960s.
Like, The Doors. There's the movie called The Doors. It's about that band. Like, they're talking about, like, sex. They're like, come on, baby, light my fire. And
yeah,
he's like,
yeah,
Metallica
talks about fucking incest.
They were trying to censor his music and make him not say we couldn't get much higher. They were trying to make him say that. He was talking about weed and drugs.
Yeah.
They were trying to make him, like, say something else other than that. But he was like, fuck that, I'm going to still say it. Because they were already trying to censor his music.
Okay, but because that was part of the norm back then.
But back then, like, I feel like the music was a little more censored. Now there's a lot more leniency to what people can say.
Well, entertainment has been democratized because of the internet. Yeah. Anyone can go out and do whatever the fuck they want. You could put anything you want out there as art.
Which is what I'm trying to say is it started when the internet started becoming bigger, which was in our generation, and that's when things started being less classier. When Elvis and Metallica and Guns N' Roses and all these other people...
When the white man was stealing from the black man and passing it off as their own.
Was saying all these terrible sexual things about drugs and all that.
I actually agree with you, because now you see more twerking online, you see more...
It was just classier. Yes, they were still talking about doing some fucked up shit, but it was in a classy, glamorous, better way.
But that's because they didn't have, like what he's saying now, like they didn't have what we have now.
Exactly.
They had gatekeepers.
But they were still more honorable than us.
Because they were forced to be. I agree with you though. I do.
But
agree
it wasn't
with you.
Their choice.
It wasn't their choice. If they could have been, if they could have got
so
away,
if we
if
had
they
more
get away
control,
with what away with
we
now,
would be better. Just like they were.
I just want to point out to the listening audience, because I'm done talking to the people at this table. No offense, Jess. You're fine. It's mainly this person right here. She goes on and on about government conspiracies and how they're trying to control us, and as if it's a bad thing and shouldn't happen. You just heard her say. We need more control. I don't know what's going on in her head. I don't know how her brain works. Can you explain?
Because you know I like discipline.
Okay, but you were complaining about government trying to control us.
Well, because they do control us.
But you just now said that was a good thing.
But we need it.
So
they do it, and I don't like it, but we need it.
What side are you on?
Look, I'm on the side that
Reagan, what side are you on?
I also tend to just learn how to tolerate things. I'm fine with it now.
Maybe you shouldn't learn how to tolerate things.
Well, maybe you should.
Maybe you should start fighting for change, Ashley.
You know what? As soon as we stop talking about it and we be about it, I will.
All right, you know what? Tomorrow, I will walk out of my at-home job that I control the hours of in protest. You do the same at your actual job where you're at an office.
All right, let's do it.
We'll do it in solidarity.
Why are you doing this?
No, but I just think that times have changed and
Well, but times have always changed. Every generation thinks, well, my generation was so much better than these young kids. I can't do an old man voice, but it's not. Every generation says that. Every single one. You're just old.
Because like with mumble rap. It's like we don't like mumble rap, but there's still like younger kids who love that shit.
Exactly.
No.
We've gotten to the place where we're sitting on our lawns going, in my day was so much better.
Because they don't know it's
you
better.
You damn rascals. Have you called kids rascals yet? I have a question.
What?
So I guess I wanted to even be your daughter's generation. It'd be probably your sibling's generation. Mm-hmm. What if Devon is Generation Z? What is like, maybe Nana might still be part of that generation. What is Chris? What is...
I don't know.
Sarai's. Like, what comes after Z?
I don't know.
We're done with Generation Z.
They're probably going to make some other shit up.
Don't they already have it?
Is it already made up? Or
I don't know. The last generation I've heard of is Generation Z, and that's D's generation. So what comes after that?
Almost. Generation Alpha.
What? How come we could be Generation Alpha? I thought D was Generation Alpha. I thought that was another name for Generation Z, but I guess that's after.
That's after.
The generation that follows Gen Z is Generation Alpha, which includes anyone born after 2010.
Oh, so Cecily's
not... So my kids are Gen... My kids are Gen Alpha. Generation Alpha.
So Cecily's the same generation as D. She's
Gen
a
Alpha
Z.
Still very young, but is on track to be the most transformative age group ever.
Okay. Yeah, right. Not better than us. They still are better than us. Millennials read that shit, bro. Millennials, we changed the game.
We are not nearly as successful as the baby boomers were.
We changed shit. For
the what are we doing better than Gen Z?
We changed shit for the worst, but we made a change.
Well, to be fair, they say
that's what it takes to make a change.
No.
The whole generation.
They say that a lot of millennials' problems were caused by the baby boomers. Mm-hmm. That we didn't cause these problems. We're just stuck with
them. Okay, see, you need to start taking responsibility for your own generation.
I want us to change it for the better.
I know we fucked up, but we changed some shit. We changed
Well, what they're talking about, how baby boomers fucked us up, is the increase in school prices. The stagnant cost of salaries.
When were you born?
89. Oh,
okay.
I'm a millennial, bro. I'm a millennial.
We're millennials or Gen Y.
Yeah.
Oh, we're Gen Y?
Well, I mean,
so Gen baby boomers.
Hold on.
I thought we had our own thing.
The generation before us is Generation X. The generation after us is Generation Z. And you're like, we're Gen Y?
We should only have one name.
No, the baby boomers aren't just baby boomers. They have a number,
that's
a letter
what I'm
too.
That's, I thought we just had
they
that
don't
one
have
name.
One on here for baby boomers. It just says baby boomers.
They don't have a letter?
See, told you.
Baby boomers and there's Generation X.
Mister, Z comes after that. And why comes before that?
Why does come before that?
So Gen Z, they're centennials, they're iGen, and they're Gen Z.
They got a lot of names. Looks like they need a lot more handholding.
That's what I'm saying, because we started the entitlement bitch shit, and then every year, every generation after us is getting more entitled and more bitchier than ever.
Hold on, there's only two generations after us so far. So what is every generation? Gen Alpha are still in elementary school. Like, what are they complaining about?
Exactly, but they will complain.
They complain, bro.
They will complain, trust me.
My kids be complaining.
My iPad, my phone, my Minecraft.
Oh God, I hate
my
Minecraft.
Fortnite.
I hate Fortnite even more. My Call of Duty. I can't be Saul's little brother.
Hey. Sorry.
Oh man.
I love Call of Duty.
It took you a moment.
No, I caught that.
All right, guys. Well, this has been the longest episode of Clean Jinx.
I don't even know
if
it's been
year.
The longest, but it's been long. Oh, this year definitely.
Nah. Actually, I think the Serbian film.
Oh God.
It's probably the longest.
She makes me watch fucked up movies.
No, you didn't watch it. I give you the play-by-play.
Oh, yeah. No, but I've seen a Serbian film. I watched it after we did the pod.
You watched it after. Okay. All right, guys. Well, this has been Clean Jeans.
I'm Jonathan.
And I'm Ash.
And I'm Josh.
Give us legends.
Stay hydrated, guys.
Do you have a fancy catchphrase?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Stay clean and stay mean.
Stop. Yeah, hit the stop button.